This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Democrats come to California tonight on television. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton debate in Hollywood, though on East Coast TV, they'll both also be up against American Idol and Lost.
But first, we continue our look at the troubled housing market. This week, the company Realty Track released its foreclosure rankings for 2007. One of the 10 hardest hit states was Illinois. That's where we found Warren Johnson. He and his wife, Mildred, bought a house in an area of Chicago called Ford Heights nearly 3 years ago. They lost that house due to foreclosure last year. Mr. Johnson joins us now. Welcome to the program, sir.
No, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about this house. As I understand, it was the first house you owned. How were you able to buy it?
Well, there were some government grants and what have you for people to first-time buyers to purchase the homes. And we did that. The government had paid the down payment and all that kind of stuff for us.
And I understand at first the payments were less than what you were paying in rent, but then things changed. When did you realize you couldn't afford to be in that home?
Well, 2006, we were struggling on just to go to 2007 to find out that the taxes went up and the mortgage note was going up from $868 to $1,300 a month, and we could not afford to do that. Both of us are on disability.
If I could play devil's advocate for a moment, sometimes when people hear about these adjustable rate mortgages and they hear about people who can't afford to pay their home, they say, well, they shouldn't have gotten into that loan in the first place then. What's your response to that?
Well, when we got into that loan, we were on the understanding that it was supposed to be for affordable housing, and we had no idea that they switched it from the fixed rate to the adjustable rate, because when she signed the papers for the fixed rate, they called her back down the next day, and we re-signed papers again. We didn't, you know, go back over it again. We figured everything was the same, so we did not know that the thing had switched. That was our ignorance on our part. It's one of those buyers beware situations, but we fell into it, and now we're renting our house again, you know, trying to live the rest of our lives out without having gone through a lot of struggle.
What was that experience like when you and your wife had to leave the house because it was being foreclosed? What was that like?
It was very devastating because, number one, it was just me and her. We did, in turn, have our four grandchildren, so we had to make sure we found a place big enough to take them in as well. Then, after all, we had situated everything up, set things up, and my wife really, it really hurt her a little bit more than it did me because she had everything all laid out and planned. The house was all nice and surrounded with her angels and her little knickknacks and things that she loved. And we had to turn around and move all that stuff. And that being one person and no help, it took me 4 days to move out that house.
You mentioned you had four grandchildren. May I ask how old they are and how you explained what was going on to them?
Well, my grandchildren are, I got a one-year-old, a three-year-old, a six-year-old and an eight-year-old, and really just thought we were just moving. They know it's going from one house to another. That's all. It didn't really mean that much to them.
Mr. Johnson, what advice would you give to someone that might wind up buying your old home, or someone buying any home for that matter?
Well, basically, get yourself a lawyer, read the papers that you sign, and make sure that what you're signing is what it's supposed to be. Now, that's where I made my mistake, and I should have known better, is to have a lawyer and paperwork and what have you. I should have been more careful with it.
Mr. Johnson, do you think that you'll be able to buy a house in the future, and would you, after the experience you've had?
Well, right now, financially, I would not be able to do it, and if I probably could, I probably wouldn't, because it's just too much. And I'm right now, I'm 58, my wife is 60. And that's a little too much for us right now. Now, who knows? You know, somebody might win the lottery or something. Then I wouldn't mind. I'd buy a house.
That would be the first thing you buy with the money?
Yeah, that would be enough money, and I'd buy it in this area. Although we pay a high tax in this area, I love the town. I have nothing wrong with the town. The town, to me, is beautiful. We've raised our children in this town. I had seven children. I raised all of them here.
Warren Johnson lost his home in the Ford Heights neighborhood of Chicago to foreclosure last year. Thank you for talking with us.
No problem.